That's the only name we can talk about, is the name of Jesus. It means Jehovah God brings our salvation. Allow us, Lord, to be in your presence in the midst of the Holy Spirit among us. We pray, dear Lord, touch our hearts, touch our lips. And may the words chosen to share this morning be words from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. The title of our message this morning, At the Feet of Jesus in Worship. I adapt the title from this book written by Doug Batchelor, What the Da Vinci Gold Won't Tell You, The Truth About Mary Magdalene, The Woman at Jesus' Feet. Beautiful reading. So I adopt the title, At the Feet of Jesus in Worship. Rodney Robinson worked in a shelter, homeless. He tried to earn his tuition as he attended the seminary. Rodney get to know how the works, the challenge of working at the homeless shelter. And one of these particular nights, he knew it's going to be a very bad night for him, because it was cold outside, very cold, and it was raining hard. And all the cots and the sleeping bag were taken, and the street people still coming in, looking for a space to spend the night. Arguments broke out here and there. People start cussing and cursing against each other. They fight over sleeping bags, and there was a gentleman just coming in. His name was Jose. Jose is stumbling, never say a word, and he threw down his sleeping bag. And he bent down, tried to yank off his boots. He yanked out his boots and he collapsed to dead sleep. The problem was the house, the stench from his feet filled the air. And everybody was holding their nose and say, Rodney, you got to do something about Jose. Two homeless said, Rodney, we could help you to drag Jose back to the street. But another homeless said, no, that's not necessary. So Rodney came up with solutions, is to persuade Jose to take a bath, take a shower. He tried in vain. He could not able to awake Jose. So he persuaded two of his co-workers to hold Jose in the shower. But Jose was over 200 pounds, so he was not moved. So Rodney said, why don't I bring the shower to Jose? So he got a wash basin filled with water, some lemon scent, dishwashing liquid, and he knelt down by Jose's feet and peeled off his socks. The stench was almost overwhelming, but Rodney kept rubbing, scraping Jose's feet. He dried them. As he kneeled down by Jose's, he could feel people surrounding him. He stood up and looked around. Most of the homeless that were arguing and fighting, they were all smiling at Rodney. Some of the people that Rodney never seen them smile, they were grinning at him. And one lady stepped forward, held on Rodney's hands and kissed him. That night, it was a different night. People that comes with sleeping mat was sharing with other homeless. It came in mind of Rodney to realize it took someone to wash and to clean another person's stinky feet to bring calmness and unity. Sermon this morning is about the woman of the street. It's a book Matthew 26 talks about, Mark talks about, Luke, John, all the gospel writers, they talk about this experience of the woman of the street. Make her way in the banquet hall, sit by the feet of Jesus and anointed him with an expensive perfume, as we learn from the scripture. Do you know, as she was anointing Jesus, the aroma of her offering penetrated the banquet hall? Sad to say, it created disturbing disagreement, debates among the disciples and Jesus. I ask a question: what is so controversial about the act of the woman to anoint Jesus that creates such a disturb among the disciples? As I read and meditate, there are three things I noticed, recognized. Three reasons why the disciples reject and they reject the offering of this woman. If you look at Matthew 26, verse 8, one of the reasons they don't accept Mary's offering, the Bible says, when the disciples saw, they were indignant. And they said, why this waste? This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money could be given to the poor. In other words, what in the world is this woman doing? Such an expensive perfume, a Bible says, equivalent to 1 year's wages. We do the math. Some of you make over 100,000 a year. Some of you make 50,000. I think the minimum wages would make about 10, 15,000 a year. Can you imagine spending that money on perfume just to anoint someone, anoint his feet, and wipe it with your hair? That's ridiculous. The Bible tells us the reason why Judas, he was the treasurer of the disciples, posed the argument because of his greedy nature. He usually put his hand in the money bags and helped himself. When they saw the woman offer her offering, the act of kindness, they were disturbed because of their greedy nature, selfishness. Could it be when we allowed the greediness within us, we could not see the beauty of our neighbors, of our relatives, of our members, sincerity to dedicate their lives to the Lord? Could it be? The disciples said, this perfume could have been sold and the money should be given to take care of the poor and the homeless. Good excuse. But there's an evil thought behind it. It's an evil greed. One of the reasons they rejected the offering, the anointing of Jesus, was this. Do you know that the anointing of someone with an expensive perfume, it was a symbol of elevating that person to be a leader of a community, or even to recognize as a king. For a woman to anoint someone, it was a defiance of a traditions of the leaders. How could she disrespectfully define the culture of elevating leaders in their leadership positions? But most of all, the disciples were waiting for Jesus to reveal and to exercise his power to drive away the Romans. And when they see that, they will step forward and anoint Jesus. But too late, Mary make a move. That disturbed the disciples. How good a woman of the street anoint the master. Do you know that disciples spent about 3 years with Jesus, following, talking, eating, sleeping? They knew that Jesus is the Messiah, but none of them were bold enough to do such a noble gesture of anointing Jesus. But when the woman from the street it disturbed the disciples. Another reason they rejected or denied the validity of the anointing of Jesus. Everybody knew about Mary. She had a reputation. She's a woman that lives on the street, sell herself. But when they saw Mary anointing Jesus and put the perfume, the ointment on his feet and wipe it with her hair, it was an immoral gesture of seductive behavior. How could she do it? Self-righteousness. We are holier than thou. And they saw the act of kindness was an evil, unacceptable. How would you feel if you were Mary? But praise the Lord, Jesus was watching. He was watching and understand what went on. The question is, how did Jesus deal with the rebellious nature and the rejection spirit of the disciples? In Matthew 26 verse 12 and 13, the Bible tells us, "Aware of this, Jesus said to them, 'Stop. Leave her alone. She is doing something good for me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she is to prepare my prepare me for burial. I tell you the truth, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memories of her. It was evil in the eyes of the disciples, but it was a holy divine appointment according to the eyes of the Lord. Jesus suggests to his disciples to deal with the rebellious, the rejection nature. You must fully surrender all to Jesus. Look at Mary. Did you know the woman that was caught in the act of adultery in John chapter 8, verse 2 to 11, there's a story or the incident that one of the women was caught in the act of adultery. It was a setup by the religious leader. They took her to Jesus, the rabbi, and she said, "Master, teacher, what shall we do about her? According to the book of Moses, she deserved what? To stone to death. What would you say?" Did you know that was Mary Magdalene? Jesus ignored the accusers, and he started writing on the ground, on the sand. As they pressured Jesus, Jesus said, "If one of you never commit sin, first throw the first stone." What happened? What the Bible says? One by one, they what? They left. And Jesus said to Mary, "Where are the accusers?" Mary said, "They left." And the Lord said to Mary, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and what? Sin no more." That's the experience. Jesus spared the life of Mary, the woman of the street, from the stone of the Pharisees, and even set her free from the sin that entangled her life. That's why when she had an opportunity to show to Jesus her full surrender, she purchased the most expensive perfume and anointed the Savior. It was evil in the eyes of the disciples, but Jesus let it be. She's doing the most beautiful thing, preparing me for the salvation of humanity. Surrender all to Jesus. Remember the experience of how Jesus spared your life and delivered you from your life of sin. Last week, I was at the Escondido Library. I was waiting for the library to be open, and I was reading, I believe I was reading my Bible. I noticed someone was pacing back and forth. Finally, this gentleman stopped and asked me, "Excuse me, sir, may I interrupt you?" I said, "No problem." He introduced himself to me and he said, "My name is Dr. Lloyd Barre. I used to be a professor at Vanderbilt University. I taught the Old Testament. I have a PhD. And my field is the literary artistry interpretations of the scripture." I knew exactly what it says. I was amazed with the wisdom of this gentleman. We talked. He asked me about the Bible, if it's, how is it relevant to my life? I said, I study it. I love it. That's why I have my Bible. He said to me, do you know the Bible is just a body of literature? It's just put together from the ancient wisdom just to teach the moral lessons for people. I was kind of surprised. When we talk about the studying of the Bible, I was amazed. He's truly a professor. The humanetic structure, scientific criticisms, he mastered it all. I prayerfully asked, Lord, help me. What can I say to this great mind? I asked him, Dr. Barret, I have a question for you. It seems like you've been studying the Bible all these years and you taught students. Is the Bible has any meaning in your life? He said, no, it's my job to study and interpret it so other pastors will study our works. I said, Mr. Paré, you may have many years to study the Word of God, but I studied the Word of God, but I discovered something. It changed my life. It has something to do with my life. I met the one who the Bible is speaking about. And as I look at people who study the Scripture themselves, it changed their life. Why didn't it change your life? Dr. Barret looked at me. I can see his thinking. And he said, you must be an evangelical Christian. I said, whatever you say. Mr. Barret said, the problem with you evangelical Christians, you locked into your with your traditional doctrines. You are afraid to come out so you can face the great mind scholars. I said, Mr. Barret, whatever you say, I find the Bible the inspirational word of God, and it changed my life and changed the life of those who experience and discover the Lord of the Bible. Mr. Barret said, he paused and he said, I can see you are sincere, but I want you to be bold in what you believe in order to have something to say about the scholarly. Why did I tell you the story? Unless we full submit ourselves, surrender ourselves to Jesus so we can experience the power in spite of intellectual arguments, we have something to say. When Jesus suggests to his disciples, the only way to overcome the religious, the rebellious, and the rejection's nature is to fully surrender it. Surrender it all to Jesus. Jesus turned to Simon. You found that in Luke chapter 4. It's the same story. Luke chapter 4. Verse 44 to 47, I read it for us. Then Jesus turned toward the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I enter, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who has been forgiven little loves little. Jesus said to Simon, You invited me to honor me because I forgave your sins and cleansed your leprosy. But you did not give me water to wash my feet. But this woman, her tears washed my feet. My friend, could it be the symbolism of dying, humility, by the feet of Jesus is the only way to surrender all to Jesus? Simon, you did not give me a kiss. But this woman, ever since I come, she has not stopped kissing my feet. Could it be a healthy spiritual relationship is the secret of a full submission to the Lord? He continued, Simon, you did not anoint my head with an oil, but this woman anointed me with the expensive perfume. Oil represents the Holy Spirit. When we full submit ourselves to the Lord, we need infilling of the Holy Spirit. Full surrender by the feet of Jesus. By the feet of Jesus, we need to die, humble ourselves. By the feet of Jesus, we need to have a close walk relationship with Jesus. By the feet of Jesus, we need to have the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We can experience the mighty deliverance of God. We will never be swayed. And it can overcome the rebellious rejections, the nature, evil nature that we have. We can overcome by fully submit, surrendered all to Jesus. He also suggests to his disciples, verse 10 and 11 of Matthew 26. Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. Leave her alone. What she is doing, he's anointing me. You will always have the poor, but you will not always have the Son of God. In other words, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength. Then love others as yourself. The problem is we reverse the principle that summarizes the commandments of God. We love others more than God. Why? Because we love to hear the praises. Love God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength. You will always have the homeless. You will always have the poor. Let God be the first lovers of your life. That's how you overcome the rebellious rejections nature within us. And Jesus said, when you surrender all, when you love God first with all your might, with all your heart, you know what happened? Everywhere the message of this gospel is preaching, your story will always be told with the message of the salvation. We surrender all to Jesus. The story was told about Queen Elizabeth, Queen of England. There's a special spot she normally go out and walk by herself. That particular day, he walked by himself. No one's bothering him, but it started to rain. So she wanted to find shelter to a nearby cottage. She knocked on the door. That irritated the lady of the house. For someone knocked at your door in early morning. Who is it? What do you want? She opened the door so she could see. The queen did not introduce herself. She said, "May I borrow your umbrella?" She slammed the door behind her. "I'll be back." She came with the old ugly umbrella. Opened the door again. "You can have that." The next day, the queen was on her queensly uniform with full uniform guards, drove by the house of this lady. The guard went out and knocked on her door. She opened it, surprised to see the guard in full uniform with the umbrella in his hand. And the guard said, "Madam, the queen says thank you for the umbrella." Her mouth dropped open and she said, "If I had only known, I would have given her my best." When we love the Lord, we give Him all the best we can. When we love the Lord, we love Him with all our hearts, our mind, our strength. Why? We surrender all. Surrender all to Jesus. May the anointing of Jesus by the woman of the street help us to overcome the rebellious, the rejection nature within us that blinded us to see the beauty of our neighbors, of our friends, and our families who dedicate to serve the Lord. But we serve together the Master that died for us. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, may our lives, may our hearts surrender all to Jesus. Accept our offering. Accept ourselves. We want you to say that you can include us, include our story wherever the gospel of the kingdom is being preached. Allow us to be partnership with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.